leaders reporting House Speaker Mike Johnson faced off with President Biden at a meeting at the White House over southern border security and Ukraine aid.
Speaker Johnson described the talks as productive.
We had a productive meeting, I think, House and Senate leaders. The president was very forthright. I told the president what I have been saying for many months, and that is that we must have change at the border.
The speaker noted that he articulated the executive actions President Biden has taken to create the chaos at the southern border.
We documented 64 instances where the president took executive action or his agencies took action to create the current catastrophe that we have at the border. It is a national security and a humanitarian catastrophe.
Edwin Mora, Washington.
A pair of GOP senators have introduced a bill to prohibit so-called swatting incidents in which people make false reports of a crime in progress, forcing a large police response.
The bill from Senators Tommy Tuberville and Rick Scott would put swatting under the federal criminal hoax statute with penalties of up to 20 years in prison. Senator Scott, himself a recent victim of swatting, told reporters, quote, "This is happening around the nation, not just to elected officials, but also to hundreds of Jewish institutions. It's sickening, dangerous, and we must stop it." Bob Agner reporting.
Authorities say a power line fell on a car in Portland, Oregon, killing three people and injuring a baby during an ice storm that turned roads and mountain highways treacherous in the Pacific Northwest. The power line crashed into the car Wednesday after being drawn down by the branch of a large tree. It's believed the car's passengers died when they exited the vehicle and became charged with electricity. Swaths of southwest Washington and northwest Oregon are under warnings for as much as an inch of ice. This is SRN News. Donald Trump cleaned up with evangelicals in Iowa.
The former president was expected to do well with that demographic, but he exceeded expectations, according to caucus day polling. In fact, more evangelicals braved savage winter weather to cast their ballot for Mr. Trump than did so back in 2016. The results suggest that a lot of conservative Christians view Donald Trump as the only viable option to defeat Democrats in November and prevent the party from pursuing its cultural offensive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court passed up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from an Indiana public school district on Tuesday. In the case, the court rejected without comment the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an order granting girls access to the boys' bathroom. Federal appeals courts are divided over whether school policies barring males from using female restrooms violate federal law. SRN News. The slump continues on Wall Street, Seth Soutel reports.
Wall Street slipped again after a stronger-than-expected report on the economy weakened hopes that easier interest rates would arrive soon. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Wednesday, its second straight drop. The Dow fell 94 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.6%. Rising yields in the bond market put pressure on stocks again. Yields climbed after a report showed that sales at U.S. retailers were stronger last month than economists had expected. That could keep upward pressure on inflation, which in turn could push the Federal Reserve to delay cutting interest rates. Seth Soutel, New York.
For nearly a week, frigid temperatures from Chicago to northern Texas have made life difficult for electric vehicle drivers. Many have complained about long lines for charging stations and even that their EVs wouldn't charge when plugged in. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.